On SBS French, we are very happy to welcome Skye McIntosh, the artistic director and principal violin of the Australian Haydn Ensemble. From the end of May, the ensemble will give concerts on the theme of the French twist, playing French music from the 18th century. They will be in Canberra, Barrie, Southern Highlands, Sydney, North Sydney and Newcastle. Skye, welcome and thank you for being with us on SBS French.
Thank you for having me.
So can you please tell us more about these events?
Well, we have a special French chamber music program entitled French Twist, which is essentially, I've drawn together a whole lot of composers who, from the classical era, that were French, including Debian and Hyacinthe Jardin, along with Rameau. And then we also have a couple of works by two of our key composers, Mozart and Haydn, that were influenced by French themes, or that in Haydn's case were commissioned by French orchestra. So the concert tour we have running, it's going to Sydney, Newcastle, Canberra, Southern Highlands and Barrie, and it's running from the 30th of May through until the 6th of June. Haydn is obviously our kind of namesake, I mean, being called the Australian Haydn Ensemble, and I mean the Paris was a huge centre for music in the late 18th century. As I was mentioning before, that Haydn was commissioned by the Concert de la Loge, which was a Masonic orchestra run by an African French violinist, which was also very unusual at the time. And so that was a huge element of France's sort of musical activity at that time, and they commissioned a whole lot of symphonies by Haydn. So we performed quite a lot of those already, and often we're performing them in sort of a reduced chamber version, which was quite a common thing to do in the late 18th century for people to popularise their works through this kind of reduced orchestra. So that's what we have for the program coming up. We're playing string quartets, flute quartets, and sort of flute quintet. And so the Haydn Symphony we present is for that version, if that makes sense. But we've also included these lovely French composers, Jardin and Debian, who wrote beautiful music. But it would have been, especially in the case of Jardin, would have been very influenced by Haydn, because Haydn was actually a very famous composer throughout Europe, but especially in Paris at the time. So you sort of have that connection there. So, you know, composers who were, I guess, French or local were looking to that kind of music written by more famous composers who were not French as a model, really, and then I guess bringing in their own kind of element to it, or, you know, their own sort of flavour.
And can you tell us about the ensemble, the musicians?
Yes, well, the ensemble is based out of Sydney, but we have musicians, who some of which are also living in Sydney, but we're a period instrument group. So we're performing on original instruments, classical instruments, which have gut strings and using original bows. So everything we do is looking back at the original manuscripts or first editions of these kinds of works, and looking at what the composers actually said about them themselves very, very closely, and trying to get, you know, as back to that idea of what they were presenting in their own time, how they did it. And that, as I explained, as a good example, often, you know, in the 18th century, composers would perform a larger work, like a symphony in a chamber version, that kind of thing. So we're sort of looking at that, not only for the way we interpret the work, but the style of how the concerts are presented.
And let's talk a little bit about you too. How did you become the artistic director of the ensemble?
Well, that was a good question. I started the group because I guess I was wanting to perform this kind of music, sort of late 18th century music, more closely. And there was a group of us who were quite interested in that area and popularising composers who were not so well known, including people like Chardin and Devian, and that's a big part of what we do. So yeah, I guess it grew out of a love of Haydn and other composers from that time and wanting to really get to know that repertoire and let other people know about it.
So this one is a big project. The concert's happening from May 30th to June the 6th. What other projects do you have in line?
Yeah, we have another project in August, which is performing Beethoven 4, Fourth Symphony in that's in the beginning of August. And then we have a beautiful concert with a singer, Sarah McCliver, who's a very famous Australian soprano, who is going to be performing a program of Handel and Scarlatti with us, which is happening at the end of September. And then in November, we have our big concert of the year, which is the symphony concert. And we have an amazing violinist coming from overseas, Midori Seiler, who will be performing as soloist and directing the group. So I'm really looking forward to that as well.
And to get more information about the Australian Haydn Ensemble, the French Twist events and more projects, do you have a website?
Yes, we do. So the website is australianhaydn.com.au, and all of the links there are for booking are on that side.
Sky, thank you very much for your time with us on SBS French Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.